Hi, this is Dr. Kimberly Leonard. You're listening to Incredible Life Creator Podcast, and I'm the author of Visualizing Happiness in Every Area of Your Life. And today, my guest is Mr. Paul Williams. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Kim. How you doing?
I am great. So Paul Williams has been on quite a journey from customer service to MLM to making tires to selling insurance to logistics to selling furniture and mattresses. Now, Paul is helping people sleep better, sleep amazingly better. Paul has two herniated discs and has had three shoulder surgeries. Sleep is one of his top priorities, not just any type of sleep. Paul means waking up fresh, mental clarity, abundance of energy, rejuvenated, and ready to take on the day. Sadly, nearly half of Americans sleep on the wrong mattress, which means they don't get to experience a great night's sleep. Paul's mission is to help as many people experience what it's like to sleep so good, so amazing, that you look forward to that experience every single night. Well, we all want to know about that, Paul.
That is absolutely correct. And half of America sleep on the wrong mattress. They didn't select the right mattress for their body type or their health conditions. And we just don't know how to select the right mattress. I was included in the process. About 12 years ago, me and my wife bought a new house, so we wanted a new mattress. We went to the national mattress chain, and we thought we were talking to an expert. No, we were just talking to somebody that wanted a paycheck. Mm-hmm. And that's what we got. We selected the wrong mattress, and it was downhill from there. My herniated disc, my shoulder surgeries, I thought they were bad at the time. They got extremely worse. I mean, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't.
Wow. So let's just start at the beginning. Mm-hmm. How did you get to where you are now, helping people with sleep?
That's a long story. But long story short, I've been in multiple disciplines of corporate America. And unfortunately, I'm not a corporate guy. I just wasn't. I would like to say I would like to be, but I'm not. I'm just not. Out of college, I really wanted to be a stockbroker, a trader. It didn't work out that way. And so we moved to Atlanta, my wife and I. We worked for a startup company it lasted about 5 years. Great experience. But here again, it's a startup company. So I bounced around from job to job. I delved into network marketing some success, some failures. Been in customer service, sold online, sold on the phone, some success, some failures. Went into the mattress business ultimately. Had no clue I would be in that business, but I am. And so as a result, I learned the business thoroughly. And I said, I can help people on my own. I don't have to go through a company. And that's what we started our own mattress firm, mattress company. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful. So just give a word of encouragement for people who are where you were. You know, you came out, your dream of being a stockbroker wasn't there. You tried this, you tried that, and you went there. Just give a word of encouragement. If you were going to talk to yourself back then, what would you say to these people who are still looking for their passion?
I tell my children this all the time. The number one mistake I made in college was not properly networking. You have to network. That's the number one priority. You have to network properly. If you don't, you're going to go through like a maze, blind going through a maze. You don't want to do that. So you have to network properly. Don't give up on your dreams. Attach to someone that is living your dream. And you want to duplicate exactly what they're doing. That's it.
Beautiful. So when you first started working for another company, so you kind of learned the mattress business then. Mm-hmm. But when you were in that other person's mattress business, were you still selling people things just because that's what you were told to sell? Or did you actually learn from that which mattresses? How did you actually learn the business and know which mattress to recommend for people?
Right. I had to start from the bottom. I was selling $199 mattresses. That's where you start. You really learn the customer exactly what they want. And so as I learned from the bottom, I grew to the moderate, to the mid-level mattresses. Then you move on up to the more expensive mattresses. But by me having two herniated discs and three shoulder surgeries, I was really uncomfortable. And till this day, I don't sell cheap mattresses because I know they don't work. And if you're on a budget, and a lot of people are on a budget, I highly recommend that go to Target or Walmart, get a blow-up mattress or air mattress until you can afford a better mattress. I don't want you spending $300, $400, $500 on a mattress really that's not designed to give you comfort and support.
Yeah. Yeah. And sleep is so important. I mean, they're even looking at all the anti-aging type research. Mm-hmm. They're mm-hmm. saying more and more sleep is so important. If you're not getting right. your sleep, then you're aging or getting sick or you're not here.
Right. You're absolutely right. And to piggyback on what you said, that study shows that you don't need 10 hours of sleep, depending on the person. Most of us get 7-8 hours of sleep. It all depends on you. I ask people all the time, what type of sleep are you looking for? And most of them don't. They never studied sleep. They never looked at sleep. They never made sleep a priority. And that's where we come into play. We help you select the right mattress, select the right system. The sleep system is so important to you because you want to wake up rejuvenated. You want your cells to repair as you sleep. You want to wake up fresh and refreshed. And so you can conquer and dominate your day.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, everybody has their preferred way of sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
I like sleeping on my side, but right. in the last few months, I've been learning to sleep on my back because my massage mm-hmm. therapist said, hey, that would help your back. And right. I just got an MRI back saying that I have a couple herniated discs.
Right.
Like, oh, you know, so we have to do something for that. So right. Can you kind of give us a little guideline of, like, if you're a side sleeper, this is kind of the kind of mattress you might look for. And if you're a back sleeper.
Right. I just went through this process Monday talking to a particular client, and he is a back sleeper. But he wanted a firm, firm mattress. So we talking and going through the process in regards to helping him select the right mattress. And I had him choose a few different types of mattresses. And lo and behold, he did not select the firm mattress. See, most times we equate firmness with, I would say, alignment. We equate firmness with alignment, and that's not necessarily true. Your back, you want to be in perfect alignment so you don't have to toss and turn all night long. So if you're a side sleeper, it's still the same way. Whether you're a firm sleep, you want a firm mattress or a plush mattress or a medium firm mattress, your body has to be in alignment, especially your spine has to be in alignment with the mattress. Now, if you have any type of gaps in between you and your mattress, typically an inch to a half inch between you and your mattress, you're going to toss and turn throughout the night. Now, it may be comfortable, but it may not be supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in regards to your comfort level and your support level, the pillow plays a major part in that. It's about 20 to 25% of your comfort zone and your support zone as well. So what I typically say, if you have a really good mattress and a bad pillow, you're going to sleep bad. If you have a really good pillow and a bad mattress, you're still going to sleep bad. So what we help you do is we help you select the right mattress and the right pillow so you can have a comfortable sleep throughout the night.
Hmm.
Make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
Okay.
So I know, you know, being a woman, we're shaped like this, right?
Yeah.
So we have the hips. If I'm on my side, my hip is sticking out there. My shoulder's kind of sticking out here. And then there's this spot where it goes in like this. And,
right.
You know, there's no support there on a,
right.
Especially if I don't like firm matches. Some people like, I don't like right. firm matches because then I just have this big old gap.
Right.
So do I want a mattress that is softer? Do I want a mattress that is like a, like memory foam where it fills in the gaps?
Well, we talked about alignment. The proper mattress, whether it's firm, medium firm, or plush, will align with your spinal cord. That means that, I like to say this. Some people have an oval shape, whether it's a pear or apple or hourglass shape. We typically use the vegetables, you know, the fruits or the vegetables to say what type of shape you are.
Mm-hmm.
The hourglass shape is typically what they call the perfect shape, but not necessarily every mattress is going to fit the hourglass shape. So I like Euro top mattress. I like the a latex. I like a natural latex fit. It conforms to your body. It gives you what we call a responsive feel. So a lot of professional athletes use, or we encourage them to use latex because your recovery time is faster. I was telling a guy this the other day. I said, we were talking about a mattress for himself and his wife. And I said, you have to come to a happy medium. I said, what type of work do you do? And he was like, well, I'm in construction. So I said, you walk a lot, you bend, you do everything, use your hands. I said, do your feet hurt a lot? He said, yeah. I said, what about your lower extremities from your hips all the way down to your feet? He said, yeah. I said, well, what do your wife do? He said she's an administrative assistant. I said, well, there's a different type of sleep. You have different type of ailments. She's going to be more hips and lower back, where you from lower back all the way down. So you have to come to a happy medium. In your case, like I said, as we get older, I really prefer the natural material in a mattress, like the latex, the wool, the cotton, the horsehair, the silk, those type of not harsh chemicals. They are not harsh at all, not hard, not inflammable. I like those type mattresses because they're easier on our feel, on our bodies. Now, one thing I do always recommend is that do not purchase a mattress that has harsh chemicals. That's the first thing I look at. Mm-hmm. What type of material? Because you may have allergies or asthma, that's going to affect your sleep. We call them nighttime allergies. And you may wonder, why do I have these flares at nighttime? It's a possibility, a strong possibility, that it's your mattress. It has the formaldehyde in it. It has the lead, the mercury. So stay away from those if you can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really helpful because it is true. A lot of people are allergic to those chemicals and the
right.
things that they put into, I don't know.
Yeah. They
charred fire or whatever. All those yeah. kind of things like that.
Yeah. Retardant. They call it retardant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those have, those harsh chemicals can be very harmful to your body, especially as we get older. And we don't know, most of us don't know that those chemicals are in there because they don't tell us. If I went in the business, I wouldn't know. But that's the number one ingredient I look for when I select mattresses. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, I know when we were talking personally about what to do in mattresses, you were telling me about not just the mattress, but the base that you put the mattress on is very important.
Right.
And, you know, most people, they just, you know, They'll just get whatever base. I mean, if it's a wooden bed, they'll just get whatever comes with it, or
right.
might just get, if they're going cheap, they might get those little metal rails and just put their right. mattress on top of it. But I was learning from you that that's not always the best thing, especially if you have, you know, back or hip issues or any kind of physical issues. So talk about the bases, like what kind of bases are there, and what
I personally like,
do it.
I personally like adjustable base. We call them the hospital beds because people can relate to it. Where it goes,
they look
up and
ugly
down.
Like a hospital bed.
Well, this is primarily the base as you go up
it
and
is
down.
The base, so you don't see it.
Yeah, you don't see it. And so it's detached from the mattress primarily. Mm-hmm. What it does is that, say, like you say, you had two herniated discs. You have herniated discs. I do as well. And what it does is that it relieves the stress and pressure off of those areas. It increases the blood circulation as well. If you lift the head, it increases the flow near your heart. So you don't have, like some people have water on their heart and it has no flow if they lay flat. And so it helps with that. So now you have constant flow in regards to you being in what we call a zero gravity position. And I really, truly prefer that. You don't have to lay there all night. It can be 20, 25, 30 minutes that you can lay in that position to have an increase of your blood flow throughout the day or throughout that period of time. And it can last you a few hours. If you want to do it again, just push the button to zero gravity position and you're good to go. And as you're doing that, you can just watch TV or read a book or read a good book.
So is what angle is that at? Is that like at a, like 70 degree or?
No, mainly 40, 30 to 45 degree angle. It's not too.
So it's right, not it's like not sitting. High. It's not like sitting up. You're still laying down.
No, it's not. No. Okay. My mama had a few years ago, we had to replace her bed. She fell in the kitchen and broke her hip. And so as a result, we had to get her the right mattress for her ailments and adjustable base. So she's back in Carolina. So every time I go up there and see her, she's always, I mean, always in a zero gravity position. Mm-hmm. I said, you can flat the mattress down just a tad bit. She said, no, it's just so comfortable. And that's what we're talking about. But as we age and get older, our condition change, our comfort level really, really changes. And so we got to be mindful of that. Plus our body changes as well. So years ago, we used to sleep on firm mattress, and we thought that was best. We thought that was a perfect alignment. But study shows that's not the perfect alignment. It's not for everybody.
So what about your gentleman that was the construction worker and he has his feet hurting? So how would he adjust his bed?
Yeah, so he can have a slight 15, 20, 30 degree setting on there on his adjustable base. He doesn't need, when I say that, it's based on your comfort level. So his comfort level may be 15, just say 15 to 30. That's fine with him. Mm-hmm. Because he's not an older guy. He just have tired feet because he walk all the time. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we recommended for him, that
so
type of adjustable base.
The end of the bed where the feet are?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So would he, I'm trying to picture this. So he would lift up the end of the bed where the feet are. Would he lift up the part where his head is?
He can do that as well. I would recommend that. He can do both of them. Because sometimes, like I tell my mom, she just need to keep her head flat and raise her feet, elevate her legs. And sometimes she do. Mm-hmm. And that helps out as well. Because that helps your lower back. Mm-hmm. It does.
Yeah, I remember that, you know, a couple of years before she died, my grandmother, who died when she was 95, mm-hmm. you know, she had her heart surgery early in life and had gone mm-hmm. through a couple pacemakers. But towards the end of her life, they just couldn't keep the fluid out of her legs. Like
right.
she would have to wear these really tight, I call them pantyhose, but they were pantyhose. She had to wear these really tight full body sock because
right.
her legs would get so full of water.
Right. So. That's called, they call compression socks. Mm-hmm. So that helps with that as well. That's why I like zero gravity position so much, because it helps you in regards to your circulation throughout your entire body. And that's what we need. But most of us don't think about that. I was listening to this doctor a few days ago, and she was saying that most of us don't prepare for old age. We just don't. And that struck me. I'm like, she's absolutely right. Mm-hmm. In regards to our health, our nutrition, our exercise, our sleep, we don't prepare for old age. And as we get older, once you start creeping 40, 45, 50, your sleep, your like I said, your comfort level really, really changes as you sleep. And we got to be mindful of that. So I focus on 40, 45, 50 on up to help you select the right sleep system that you can truly get the right sleep that your body truly deserves. That's what we focus on.
Got it. So like children in beds, is because they're so flexible and young, are they right. pretty much okay on whatever they sleep on?
Right. They can sleep on anything. They love what we call a squishy mattress, really, really soft and plush. Uh-huh. They truly love that because their body can take it. They love everything that's soft. They don't want anything that's firm. Mm-hmm. So we help them select that type of mattress as well. But as they get older, their body starts to change. And now it's time for the mattress for them.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So what other things do people think about when they're buying a bed, a mattress? Should they, I mean, does it matter what kind of sheets you have or what kind of blankets you have?
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of a personal preference. Some people like a weighted blanket. Some people want sheets.
Yeah. What we do is that, let me give you a case in point. A few years ago, we helped a lady that she called me and we had a really, really deep conversation in regards to helping her select the right sleep system. So these are some of the questions I asked. Do you sleep on your side, your back, your stomach? She's a side and back sleeper. Okay. How much you weigh? She told me. How tall are you? She told me. I said, do you sweat throughout the night? She said, yes, she sweat a lot. And so, but little did I know she was going through menopause. I had no clue, but these are the general questions that I asked, some of them. And so we selected the right mattress, the right sheets, the right mattress protector, the right pillow, the pillow protector. We took her through what's called, we got bath bombs, shower bombs. Because when you go in the shower, you don't want to be too hot, or you don't want the shower to be too hot, especially if you're going through menopause. But I had no clue. So I always say a lukewarm to more of a cool shower. The shower balm actually helps soothe you as you in the shower. It's designed to keep you calm or help you calm down. And so as we're doing that, as you are in the shower, we told her to get a diffuser and put essential oils in there, designed to keep you cool as well, because she was a hot sleeper. Not knowing that she was on menopause, we're going through menopause. And so a few months later, she called me up and thanked me. I'm saying, okay, appreciate it. That's just doing my job. That's what we do. She called me a few more times and she was animated. Then that's when she told me she's going through menopause. Mm-hmm. And the pillowcase, the pillow protector. We got everything extra cool for her because she have hot flashes throughout the night. So the sheets are designed to help keep her cool. It's moist wick, so when she sweat, the sheets doesn't get they're not as extremely wet as they normally were. It's just like the shirts that we see a lot of athletes, they wear the dry fit shirts. The engineer in it is the same. So that's one example. We help a lot of truck drivers because a lot of them are pretty big. The ones that we help, and we help them because we help them select the right mattress. Although I was thinking before I got in the business, I'm wondering what kind of mattress do they sleep on? Well, one of them told me the company normally gives them about a 3 to 5 inch thick mattress. Mm-hmm. If you 300 pounds, that's a big difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we help those kind of guys as well. And I just mentioned something.
Some of those guys have mattresses in the back of their truck. Is that what you're talking about?
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
They have them in the truck and they sleep terrible. They sleep terrible. Mm-hmm. But we help people. Pete, now this is the key. People who's 250, 300, 400 pounds must select the right mattress for their condition, meaning weight. Most mattresses are not designed for heavy people. Mm-hmm. I mean, 300, 400 pounds, they're just not. And the coils are really, really important. If you get this, these are just terms I'm using, but just have an idea of a heavy steel gauge, just say 13 in density, that'd be good for a person pretty healthy size. But you got to be mindful of that as well. And that's what we go through. That's why I ask you for your height, your weight, because that all comes into play on your comfort level and the support system that's in your mattress. So most people don't even think about that.
Mm-hmm. And so all mattresses, like I have a mattress that's some kind of memory foam, and I just have it like on a platform. So I didn't need like box springs or those springs in it. When do you need to have those springs and when do you not need to have those box springs?
Well, it depends on the type of bed you have. If you have a platform bed, you don't need box springs. If you have a traditional bed, then you're going to need box spring and mattress. Now, the box spring is really, really important because it helps you with your comfort and support. If you, case in point, about a couple of years ago, I had to replace a person's box spring. Called me up, said, I have a queen bed. My box springs are old and they broke. I said, okay. I said, how much you weigh? Because he said they're old and broke. So my question is that, why are they broken? Uh-huh. I said, well, how much do you weigh? He said, 320. And he's, think about it. He's been sleeping on this mattress for years, on the box spring for years. So it's not as heaviness. So what we do is that, what I did in his case is that I didn't get him a queen mattress. I mean, a queen box spring. I got him two split queen box springs. So that means there, if he's lay on this side, that small frame can support him there. If he lay on the right side, that small frame can support him there. I don't need a long piece of wood because it'll break in the middle. Mm-hmm. I just need short on the left and short on the right. That gives him that support that he needs. And as a result, he's been having, I guess, like 3 years now, no problems. But you have to know this going into it. That's why asking questions and knowing a person's body type is so important, because you can help them select the wrong mattress like me and my wife did. And as a result, she started having back problems. I've already had back problems, but mine's increased. So that's why knowing their condition, health condition, along with their weight and size and height is important. Mm-hmm.
Now, with the one lady you were talking about that we had the menopause, you mm-hmm. were telling her about the, you know, the shower balm and the essential oils. And so do you have a certain bedtime regimen you would recommend for people?
Yes. Yeah. A sleep routine is important. We always talk about a morning routine, but we don't talk about a sleep routine. Going to sleep, this is what I prefer. No food 3 or 4 hours before you go to sleep. No coffee or hot tea. I mean, something that stimulates, just keeps you up. No alcohol. I prefer you, after you take your shower or your bath, then now it's time to go to sleep. The room, the environment is conducive for you to go to sleep. You just got out the bath or the shower. So the body is cool, it's calm. So you should be in a relaxed state of mind because the room is the environment is conducive for you to be relaxed. So as a result, I'm not a big TV person. So I don't like to have the TV in my room as I'm about to go to sleep. That's gonna keep you up a few minutes. Everything we design is to help you sleep quick, fast, and long. Because there's four stages of sleep. You got stage one, which is when somewhat of a trance that we talked of, so almost in a hypnosis state. You can hear yourself, you can hear people talk, but you know, just a light trance. That's stage one. Stage two is a little deeper. And each stage lasts about 90 minutes each. So the stage three is a deep sleep, and stage four is REM, when you just completely out. The healing, rejuvenation, your cell repair, the growth, everything is in stage three and four. So our goal is to help you, well, the goal is to take 15 to 20 minutes out of stage one, 15 to 20 minutes from stage two, and put them in stage three and four. So if we can help you go to sleep within 5 to 10 minutes of you lying down, then we can remove 15 to 20 minutes at that stage one. It's going to be the same in stage two. So now those 15, 20 minutes in each stage goes to stage three and four. Now you feel fresh and rejuvenated. Now you have mental clarity. Now you're ready to take on your day and conquer your day. And that's what we strive to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now we met each other recently at a training and NLP neuro-linguistic programming training for copywriting. But during that kind of training, not that time, but in the past, we have both had training in hypnosis. Not only hypnotizing someone, but hypnotizing ourselves.
Right.
So do you want to talk about that a little bit? And because I know that I have some different methods of hypnotizing myself.
Right.
As soon as I lay down, I almost immediately fall asleep every night. Right.
Every night.
I don't wake up till morning.
Right.
But, so it really works. So why don't you talk about that and how you use it?
I went to the class actually for myself, not for others, but through meditate, what I recommend people doing before they go to sleep, I always say take 10 deep breaths. That's a form of meditation. That's a form of hypnosis. And so with me, that's why I went to the class to learn hypnosis. The induction of hypnosis is much, much quicker. Once you learn it, you can be in that state, that trance state, much, much quicker. So that's why the process of taking those 15, 20 minutes from stage one and 15, 20 minutes from stage two is faster. You see? So we can put those 15, 20 minutes each in stage three and four. So hypnosis helped us do that. It's really, really quick. So you can go to sleep within 5 to 10 minutes, and you can put the rest of stage one and two on the back end. Now, it's a calm, relaxed feeling. Once you learn self-hypnosis, the deep breathing, the focus, it's all designed to help you heal and repair your body. We always say, once the mind is calm, the body becomes calm. So once we, because throughout the day, our mind is constantly racing. I mean, race, we're thinking about everything in life, everything that's going on, the stories that we constantly tell ourselves. So once we learn to calm our minds down, afterwards, the body will be calm as well.
Yeah, and it works really well.
It works well.
Works really, really, really
right.
Well. So if people actually wanted to talk to you about getting a new bed, a mattress, new sheets, how would they contact you?
Right now, the best way is my Facebook page. Mm-hmm. It's Blue. It's BLU Woven, WOVEN. And you can DM me.
Okay. Facebook at Blue Woven, BLUEWOVEN.
Yeah, no E, BLU.
BLU, okay.
BLU.
WOVEN Facebook yeah. page right. And just DM you.
Right.
Okay.
Now our website will be up and running. We stopped it. We got new products and we got new mattresses, new sheets, new essential oils, new everything coming. We work directly with a gentleman who owns his own aromatherapy company, therapeutic company. And so he creates custom oil, essential oils for us. So we just tell him what we want. And he just go to the lab and work his magic and it's perfect.
Wow. So what are some of the basic essential oils that are in a lot of the formulas that anybody could say, hey, this would relax me?
Right. Lavender is one of them. Chamomile is another one. Those are the two primary oils we use. Lavender is really, really, really critical. So what we do is that the lavender is our night routine. The peppermint is our morning routine because mm-hmm. peppermint gives you energy.
Yeah.
And so you want energy to help you throughout your day. And it helps you with your mental clarity as well. Yeah. So many people don't know that. So we have the sprays as well to like you can spray in your car going to work, or I don't advise you spray it in your bed at nighttime before you go to sleep. That's not because you want the lavender to do that. And some other specialties that we do have that essential oil gentleman, he does. He just makes a lot of different oils to keep you calm. One is called sleep. Better sleep, that's what it is.
It's a good name.
And you just spray it on your pillow as well. But pillows are critical. We have a CBD pillow as well. That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. I bought one and my wife took it from me.
Oh, no.
That's what, you know.
So a CBD pillow. So where's the CBD? People think of ingesting CBD.
No, it's it's infused in the pillow.
It's infused in the actual
it's
pillow,
infused.
Not the pillow case, the pillow.
Right, the pillow. It's a latex zone pillow, so it's really, really comfortable. It has a ventilation system in it, and designed to keep you cool. That's what it's for.
Okay, and then where does the CBD come in? How does that change your sleep?
Oh, I like the smell of it actually.
Oh, okay.
So once it's mixed with CBD, and I think it's mixed with sage.
Sage.
It's a combination.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's designed to keep you calm, cool. It's very relaxing. So we have a few tricks that we use to help you sleep better. Yeah. Things that we learn through the process of testing. So you got to test different pillows and sheets. I like a tinsel sheet and a bamboo sheets. Not all bamboo are the same. Some are going to be really, really cheap in quality and price. So you're going to start testing a lot of different sheets and pillows and pillowcases and beds as well, mattresses as well. We test a lot of product to come up with the right ones.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So how long have you been doing that now?
We started in 2015.
Okay.
Surely did. And it's been an amazing ride. We've learned a lot, a great deal about the human body. I always tell people there's no one size fit all in any mattress, any pillows, the sheets, the comforters. It's no one size fit all. It's a preference, and your body will help you select the right mattress for you. It just will. Your body talks to you.
Oh,
so when you're smiling, when you're smiling, yeah, you know that's a good fit for you. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do, the right fit. If it's not the right fit, it just doesn't work.
Okay. All right, so now I have a personal question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What gives you the most happiness and fulfillment in your life at this point?
Ooh, that has to be my wife and kids. Watching my children grow is absolutely amazing. I have a 26-year-old, a 23, a 20, and a 12. And watching them grow and develop is still the height of my life.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast today and giving us all this great information about sleep, because it is so important. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Kim.
Yeah. So I have one last question before we complete.
Mm-hmm.
What is your best advice and living an incredible, amazing life?
My best advice. Live in the present. Live now. Live for now, not tomorrow, not for the past. Everything is happening right now. The most important time is right now. Don't focus too much on... I got this quote I read a long time ago, and it talks about life offers us no guarantees, only opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And those opportunities really are right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, everything happens in the moment. So don't stress yourself about what you don't have. Focus on what you do have. Enjoy the people around you. If you're talking about career or health, I always say find a mentor. Find a person who's living your dream life, who's designed the business that you want, and learn directly or indirectly from them.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you, Kim. I appreciate you.
Yep.
You enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.